O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 9, verses 18 through 24. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Show Me What It Means by Gary Rea, Jason Ingram, Mike Donahue, and Thomas Ewing. Electronic and acoustic instruments combine in a relaxed groove as the text focuses on the true meaning of love, a sacrifice for others that sometimes means dying to live, as today's passage emphasizes.
What it means to love, show me what it means to love. Open up my eyes to see what I'm scared of. Show me what it means to give, show me what it means to give. What I need to sacrifice so others live. Show me what it means. When everything's stripped away, the only thing that remains is the love I gave away, the love I gave away. On my final day, all that will count as gain is the love I gave away, the love I gave away. I don't wanna live this life only for the sake of mine. Show me where my selfishness must go to die. Show me that I have enough, I don't need to store it up. Everything I hold too tight will turn to dust. Show me what it means when everything's stripped away. Stripped away, the only thing that remains is the love I gave away, the love I gave away. On my final day, all I will count as gain is the love I gave away, the love I gave away.
Show me what. Luke 9, verses 18 through 24. Now it happened that as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and others that one of the prophets of old has risen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." And he strictly charged and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." And he said to all, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it."
Our passage today poses to us perhaps the most important question that could ever be asked. Who is Jesus? He begins by asking the disciples, who do the crowds think that he is? Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, others think that he's a prophet. We as moderners could add in some additional answers. Many in our world today think that Jesus was a great teacher, had a lot of really great things to say on morality and how to live. But then Jesus turns to them and asks, "But who do you say that I am?" At the end of the day, that's what matters. Who do you personally believe Jesus to be? Your entire life will be lived in response to that question. And Peter answers, "The Christ of God," Christ being the Greek word for Messiah, meaning anointed one. Peter is claiming that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the one who fulfills all of God's promises, the Savior of the world. Peter answers correctly. But then Jesus flips upside down their expectations of what the Messiah would be like. Throughout the New Testament, we constantly find the disciples missing the mark on what Jesus would do. They expected the Messiah to overthrow the Romans, to beat up on their enemies, to establish a throne and rule in power. And here Jesus tells them, "I'm actually a suffering Messiah. I've come to deal with bigger enemies than the Romans. I've come to suffer and offer my life as a sacrifice for sin." And that isn't to say that Jesus isn't powerful, but it's a different sort of power. It's power found in weakness, found in self-sacrifice. And in verse 23, Jesus tells us that his path of the cross is also our path. If anyone follows him, they too must walk the path of the cross, the path of self-denial and self-sacrifice. This is the Jesus way. It's an upside-down way of power. It isn't power to dominate like worldly power. It's power to love in weakness. Today, will you follow in your crucified Messiah's footsteps? Will you lose your life for his sake? Because ironically, as Jesus says here, that's exactly how we find true life. G.K. Chesterton once said, "The Christian life has not been tried and found wanting. It has been found difficult and left untried." Be encouraged today to keep following Jesus. Our path is his path. It's upside down, it's difficult, but it is the way to true joy, true power in weakness, and true life.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name. Increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and bring forth in us the fruit of good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.